KB2HXS Mobile.
KB2HXS, W4DJW. Good morning.
Morning, Dave. How's Dave today?
I'm doing good. Have you heard from Steve lately? How's he doing? I haven't had an update since his initial update.
I'm talking about him being sick or the other thing?
Yeah, about him being sick and being better afterwards.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple days ago. He seemed like he was over it. You know, he's just a little groggy in the voice, but I haven't talked to him in a couple days myself either. In fact, I was getting ready to call him in a few minutes.
Okay, I just wondered if you talked to him. I hadn't either for a couple of days. So I just wondered if he's doing all right.
If I'm able to contact him this morning, I will pass along the good tidings.
Roger that. Is it going to rain today?
I hope not. I'm heading down to Piedmont.
You got outside work down there or inside work?
Got to go look at that mini split. And I don't know where the problem is, so it could be inside or outside, so don't know yet.
Well, good luck with it. I won't keep you. I'm doing some debugging on new functionality, so I got to get back to it. I just heard you in there and thought I'd say hello, see if you'd heard from Steve. Anyway, be careful on your ride down to Piedmont.
Oh, yeah. No, when you went down the other day, did you go down through Church Street to the middle of town, or is there a different way to go that's a little better?
No, I didn't go all the way there. I went to the fringes. Right, I was outside. I was this side of Piedmont. I wasn't in Piedmont.
Okay. You didn't go to his house. Okay. All right. Well, very good, Dave. Have a good morning. I will catch you later. W4DJW, KB2HXS Mobile. And I will be here for a little bit.
Okay. Hope you stay dry. Hope the rain holds off till you get your outside work done. KB2HXS, W4DJW, clear.
Oh, I'll be all right. I'll catch you later. KB2HXS.
Dave and W4DJW, can you hang around for a minute?
Roger, I can.
How things went last night. I missed the first part of the net.
Well, the latter part went better than the first part went fine. Nobody jumped up and down and stomped their feet because I think everybody understood. But we did have three people that talked about signing up. So, you know, that's a form of progress. That's not three people absolutely saying, yes, I will fill that position. That's three people who have who have openings every now and then. They're not like constant every day of the week openings. They're people that travel. So it may be difficult. They may be good backups in case somebody doesn't show up, one of the two of them or three of them. The third one's not fully committed. Two of them are pretty much committed. But it's when they are in town, not when they are not in town.
Well, let's start anyway. I was just curious to how much backlash you'd heard from it.
I think you're going to hear the bulk of that after it actually starts. All right. Hearing that it's going to start and having started are two different points in time, drastically different points in time.
And I feel the more we talk about it in the open, maybe people will start to understand the plight with the situation.
That is true. That's absolutely true. Keep it up there at the top of the list, or you know, near the top. Doesn't have to be the top, but keep it up there in the front of people's minds. And conscience will do a lot of work all by itself.
And like I said, just trying to help out where you can. And I think the more we talk about it, the more it'll spark some interest and encourage somebody to step forward or a few people to step forward because a lot of people find value in it. I'm one of them and I enjoy it and I don't want to see it go away just because people can't seem to put the effort into it.
I don't don't either. It's the longest running one in the United States that I know of, and that nobody's ever challenged that. 44 years. I don't know anybody that's had a net that's been running that long. But there was something else I was going to tell you. That's what happens when you get old. I was out walking the dogs. I heard you guys talking about somebody had a 25-year-old son. I got a son that's about your age, Patrick.
My son's 25 this year, or he'll be 26 this year. He just turned 25. I get it. I was just giving Shane a hard time.
Yeah, he's got two good ones, and both of them became ham radio operators, huh? He got really lucky there.
He became a ham operator. Ham and his son-in-law and future son-in-law is interested in it too, so he's got a whole bunch there.
That is really good. I know my dad gave me the book when I was growing up multiple times. He'd go out and buy the technician book, and he'd just give it to me, the paperback version. And, you know, I'd look through it for a little bit, but never really grabbed a hold of it till I was 44 years old, I think I was, when I was sitting on a bridge on 85 and heard Steve and Max talking on this repeater and decided, you know what, I'm going to do that. Just had to wait for the mood to strike me.
Away with anybody, and I wish I would have done it when I first looked into it 20 years before I actually got my license. I wish I would have done it then.
Me too. Like David, you hear him on here? He did it when we were in high school, and I had another buddy. He was a couple of years ahead of me, three years ahead of me. And then I had another buddy that was, his father was a ham radio operator as well. We only lived like 3 miles apart from each other, and he got his license. And I just got the CB thing, and then somebody stole the CB out of my car, and I couldn't afford another CB, so I let it go, but he went on to get his license. I wish I would have done it when he did it.
That would have been about 2000 for me if I would have done it when I originally started or looked into it. I just, that time, I had a young son and was trying to make a living. The wife wasn't working. I was the only one working in the household, so life had different priorities.
Yeah, that would have been 76 for me, and I was not married, wasn't even thinking about getting married, and just bought a brand new Z28 Camaro right off the showroom floor. Did not have any, ham radio was not on my mind.
Yep, being of that age, I could pretty much figure out what was on your mind at that point.
And you would not be wrong. Cars, guns, and girls. That's about it. We'd go out to the rock quarry and shoot guns and race the cars and chase some women. But those were good times, but I wouldn't want to go back to them now.
I want to go back to them, but they're fun to talk about and laugh about. Some of the stupid things we did, and how are we still here?
Yeah, I spent a whole lot of time working, too. I always had a job since I started at 14 years old. I spent a lot. Sometimes I worked two jobs while I was going to school. That's one of the two jobs I was working at. Two of them while I was going to school was where I worked with David Cole here at KB4CBA. He was working at the Hess gas station while I was working at Rose's on East North Street, where it crosses over 291. And then at 9 o'clock, Rose's would close down, and I'd walk up the hill to the Hess gas station and relieve him. He'd leave. Him and another guy would leave, and Bucky, one of the guys that went to school with me that worked at Rose's, we would go walk up the hill, and we'd pump gas till midnight. That's when you got you didn't have to pump your own gas. You'd drive up to the gas, and I'd go wash their windshield while it was pumping gas and check their oil if they wanted me to. Those were very different days.
And I think I would rather go back to some of that. Not all of it, but some of it.
Yeah, that's like Ray used to say, the good old days. But he would, his good old days were about 20 or 30 years before my good old days. And he said, yeah, those were the good old days, but I wouldn't give you a plug nickel to go back to them.
Same here. Well, I won't hold you. I just wanted to see how things went last night. But glad some people are stepping up, and hopefully we'll get some more here before long. If we keep talking about it, keep it out there. Dave, good to talk to you this morning, and have a great day. KO4HK. I'll be clear on your final. 7-3.
Okay, and just one last thing. Gary requested I hold off for a week, and I wanted to do that anyway. So this Friday won't be covered, but the Saturday will, because the Saturday will be the first Saturday of this month. So Mike will get it, but this Friday, I think Larry called last Friday, so this Friday still needs coverage, and I'm not going to implement the automated stuff until after at least a week from yesterday. So we'll still need coverage for this Friday, but that should be the last one. Any other one from that point going forward, it'll be automated if there's no net control operator.
Friday's mine, so that's what Gary and I figured out. I would take Fridays and he would take Saturdays. That way he wouldn't call in two nights in a row trying to keep that from happening. But I'll pick up Friday night. And I got one more quick question since you brought that up. How are they going to implement if somebody like doesn't notify that they're going to call? Who's going to activate the automated net?
I was thinking about that last night. That is an issue because people will not know ahead of time. So there's only one net control operator that does not notify me if he's not going to be there. And on that one, I've tried everything I can do to get to fix that. There's no fixing that. So I think on that one, we're going to assume that he won't be there until he proves that he is going to be there. So assume the worst. And if he does show up, then he'll have a lot of pre-net check-ins. That's all I can say. Unless somebody comes up with a better idea, and I'm open to suggestions.
What I would have is, like, say, 9:05, if nobody showed up, then automated net takes over.
Yeah, well, I can do that just to give him plenty of time to show up, because sometimes he's kind of late. And I would have called it last night, but he showed up 10 seconds early, so he beat me to it.
And I was just curious how you were going to implement that, if you were going to have to activate it or somebody else. That's all I was curious on, how that was going to happen.
Until I work out all the bugs, I'll be activating it. But then once it's activated, I'll give it out to net control operators so that and probably work it out with you and Gary first, right, to get the remaining kinks out. But I'll be doing it manually myself until I work out all the kinks, and it's all automated. So it's just button pushes. That's all you have to do. You do a button push to, and you look at the prologue, and if you want to change it, you can. And then you import all the pre-net check-ins, and if you want to do anything there, you can. And then you look at the closing, and if you want to make any changes there, you can. And then save them so that next time you don't have to do all that again. And then at that point, you generate the file, you transmit the file, and you activate the automated net, and you're done. Well, it's basically that simple.
Well, just let me know what you need from me, and I'll be glad to help out.
Will do. All right. I'm going to get back to it. At least it'll be something in our back pocket going forward, too, even if we do get some people to step up. Every now and then, you know, having to call it, preparing for it's one thing, but having to call it when you're unprepared is something totally different. So at least we'll have a backup mechanism. If there's a silver lining in that dark cloud, that's it. We'll have an alternative method if we need it. We can pull the trigger on it whenever we want. Anyway, take care. Have a good day. And good luck on your surgery whenever they decide to pull that up. KO4HKX, W4DJW.
And as of right now, I go back to the surgeon on the 14th to find out when and what all we're going to do. So just kind of waiting around to then. But what I was going to say there is the next few months, I'm looking at having lots of free time to help out with things that don't require a lot of mobility. So If I can do something, just let me know. KO4HK, and I'll be clear. Step 3.
Well, then I'll likely do that. You might be attending several Zoom meetings while we work out bugs together, while you're healing, if you can just sit there in front of the computer and not have to move around. Take care. Catch you later. W4DJ, W clear.